And thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad to have you here, particularly on the first Friday of any month, because First Friday Art Walks are held on the first Friday of the month in several places in our region, even when the weather turns soggy. So the first Friday of most months features our First Friday Arts segment. We feature guests who have arts events to talk about for the near future, and in one case, for a couple of months down the road. And we invite you to call in with details of events in the performing and visual arts over the next 4 weeks. Join us at 800-838-3760. 800-838-3760. That gets you into First Friday from anywhere in the region. And that's the number to call, 800-838-3760. Person who always seems to line up first for our First Friday art segment is Livia from the Camelot Theater and Talent. Livia, welcome back to the Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey. Thank you for letting me on. We are so thrilled. We are opening a world premiere play that was first introduced to the Valley as a staged reading at the Ashland New Plays Festival in 2013. It is Richard Manley's A Question of Words. And I kind of describe it as if you like Sleepless in Seattle, you're going to love this play. It is a literate romantic comedy, which means, man, the jokes are wonderful, but they are not lowbrow humor, although we do have a little bit of that in there. And it's really the story of a poet who is spent 7 years away from the world trying to deal with his the death of his wife. And he comes back subletting a 1940s style co-op in present-day New York. And he would like to slowly integrate back into society if only his neighbors would let him. And therein lies the comedy and the potential for love. And I think the message of this wonderful play is, if you want to open your heart once again, yes, there may be some loss, there may be some pain, but oh, the possibility.
And so you saw this at the New Plays Festival in Ashland a year and a half ago, is that right, as a reading?
Yes, I did. I saw all four in 2013, and I fell in love with this one, and I thought it would be a good fit for Camelot's audience.
All right, we have a CD, so let's see if we can, we have a clip that you sent ahead of us. I want to thank Brian O'Connor from Camelot Theater for putting this together. So can you set up what's happening in this clip? I gather this is the first meeting between Derby and the neighbor.
And Mary, yes, he's been trying to put his voice to some poetry, not his own, but just to see how it feels to be, because he hasn't written in 7 years. And he's doing it rather loudly, and his neighbor is trying to do yoga. So she comes over to say, can you please be quiet? And she doesn't realize that it's the house sitter and not her neighbor.
Okay, so here's that snippet of dialogue from A Question of Words.
Hold on, you're not Jeffrey.
Correct.
Wait, where's Jeffrey?
Well, I'm guessing he's in a taxi somewhere between Charles de Gaulle Airport and his apartment in the Fifth. Probably incentivizing or monetizing or some such on his blueberry.
Blackberry.
Well, thank you for the clarification, and now...
Wait, then who are you, and why didn't you answer the phone?
Is there a written questionnaire with all this stuff? Which perhaps you could pick up in a month or two.
I'm serious. I live next door, and there's all this yelling. But when I call to complain, the phone just rings forever, even though you're there. Are here. Who are you, and what's going on?
Why are you dressed as Pan?
Who?
The great god of pastures and flocks.
I was about to start a yoga routine. Now answer my question.
Derby Wright. I'm house-sitting for Jeffrey while he's in France.
Derby?
My parents were fond of hats. Are we done here?
Hold on, you're not Jeffrey.
Correct.
Wait.
Whoops, it went on again. We got in a loop there because we didn't keep it in single play. So that is the original meeting between Derby and Mary, the two major characters. And Richard Manley, the playwright, was in here the other day, described it as a rom-com, but a literate one, just as you just did.
Yeah, it is. And it was just delightful. We've had two previews now, and the laughter in the second act gets so raucous, you just kind of have to stop the play. It's so much fun, and it's been wonderful to watch this evolve and to get some feedback from Richard since he came into town. He started seeing it at the invited dress on Tuesday and is with us through all the performances until he leaves on Sunday, so it's a real pleasure.
I did ask the question of Richard the other day how the playwright manages to not step on the toes of the director. He said, well, I'm usually not invited until late in the rehearsal process.
But he and I were in conversation for weeks and weeks before via email. So he's been very available to us when I had questions about certain placement of lines or actually placement of where the intermission was. I had it a page and a half later than it was in the script.
Okay, so A Question of Words runs for how many weekends at the Camelot?
It runs through March 1st. Pay What You Can is next Wednesday, and then the performances are all Thursday through Saturday at 8, Sundays at 2, and as usual, it's 541-535-5250 or CamelotTheater.org.
All right, Livia, always good to hear from you on First Friday. It wouldn't be First Friday without you.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Right. This is our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Call in with arts events from your community. Let us know what's going on stage or on the wall in your town. 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area. 800-838-3760. And let's go to Dan in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
What's your event?
Absolutely. My wife and I, her name is Christine Eggert, we are a piano and trumpet duo, and we're performing a program called An American in Paris at the SOU Recital Hall, Friday, February 20th at 7:30. And our show is sort of a culmination of some thinking from us. Both of us are classical musicians, and we often have a hard time attending the entirety of classical music concerts because there's often a lack of engagement between performers and audience.
Mm-hmm.
And as 30-somethings, we feel that that's quite important. So we've put together this program where we essentially narrate a movie and invite the audience to watch the movie in their minds as we're playing through this show.
All right, so there's no actual movie there. A movie in the mind is what you're saying.
Movie in the mind, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what we'll do is we'll set up a scene, and then we'll perform a piece. And the whole thing is basically a romance story where an American goes over to Paris for the first time and meets and falls in love with this saucy French gal. I play the American. My wife plays the saucy French gal. And basically we go through and tell this story of he falls in love with her. Everything is fantastic, and as the tempestuous ladies can be from time to time, she's very touchy, and he suddenly angers her, and he doesn't know why. And he mopes for a bit, and then they reconcile. And yeah, it's a great show because the things that people come up to us and say afterwards are not, "That was well played. Great playing." It's, "I went to Paris 30 years ago, and that took me right back." So that's the kind of thing that that we really, really enjoy hearing.
Almost, but maybe not quite, audience participation in a sense?
Yes, exactly, because the audience can go through and they can paint whatever they want in their own minds based on what their experiences are. So we give them a backdrop, and then they can actually see what the characters look like, what the cafe looks like, what the streets of Paris look like, filled with dancers and flapper girls and taxi cabs.
All right, so this is American in Paris, Friday, February 20th, at what time?
It's at 7:30 p.m.
At the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall?
Yes, it is.
That is a busy building, isn't it?
It is. There's always something going on.
All right, Dan, thanks for calling to let us know about this on Friday, February 20th, in American in Paris. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. Let's go to Eric at the Criterion in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Let me remind folks, it's 800-838-3760. Go ahead, Eric.
Thanks for having me. Announcing our another diverse month at the Criterion, starting tonight with a show called Feeling Groovy. Jim Witter is the star of the show, and he's sort of a piano man. And he was with us last year. He played sort of the hits of Elton John. And this year he's back doing doing music of the 60s, and he'll be specifically focusing on Simon and Garfunkel. So that show is tonight, 7:30. And then this month we've got Seven Brides for Seven Brothers next week. It's a touring production, and we have a Mexican brass ensemble coming on the 12th. And then on the 19th of this month, we have a show called Broadway's Next Hit Musical, which is kind of an interactive audience participation improv show where some talented folks from New York kind of take audience suggestions, build a show around that, and then just have a wonderful second act where they participate, interact with the audience, singing these songs that they've helped the audience help create. and all shows are at 7:30 p.m. and information can be found at criterion.org or by calling our box office at 779-3000.
Tell me the date again on that Broadway's Next Hit musical. That sounds like something a little out of the ordinary.
Yeah, it's the 19th of February, mm-hmm. and it should be a really fun show. It seems like it's going to be a mixture of, you know, sort of theatrical, sort of sort of a play, but then also a lot of audience participation with some of the elements that have happened. It should be a lot of fun.
All right, so another good slate of shows coming up at the Criterion Theater in Medford, criterion.org.
That's correct.
All right, thanks so much for calling, Eric. Always good to hear from you on First Friday. This is our First Friday Art segment, your chance to let us know about arts events coming up in your town. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Let's go to Alexander Tutanov. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Art segment.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, everyone.
And you are the Tutanov from the Tutanov Piano Series at Southern Oregon University, yes.
That's what they say, yes.
Nobody told you in advance, though, right?
Right, right. Well, I'm prepared for anything, and especially with, the Valentine's in the air. And also, we can't take credit for the bad weather, but you said it's better to stay indoors. So we are offering, of course, a wonderful array of things, but mainly tonight there is a piano duo, my personal friends and my favorite duo on the West Coast at least, and their husband and wife team, Ivona Kaminska, originally from Poland, and Christopher Bolby. They will perform one piano four hands tonight, and a couple of numbers of dueling pianos. It starts at 7:30, and they play sweet, beautiful music. We promise you no rain, no wind inside the SU Music Recital Hall. Starts at 7:30, and they will perform the favorites, like I said, like Debussy, Petite Suite, and Mio, Scaramouche, and it's passionate, it's beautiful, it's everything you expect and more, and of course they're just absolutely beautiful together. Also tomorrow and Sunday, the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers will perform, and it's a timeless masterpiece for Ray Rick.
Okay, I think we have somebody from them on hold, so we can go
good
to them next. But so it's Christopher Bolby.
They didn't pay me, but it's also very much worth. And also Dan and Christine that were just on air a couple of minutes ago, they're the newest addition to our faculty. We're extremely thrilled to have them. They didn't feel probably like bragging too much about themselves, but their show on February 20th is worth attending as well. So
the Ivana Kaminska and Christopher Bolby tonight at 7:30. Now, you said it's sometimes one piano, sometimes two pianos?
Yes, and they share the piano, and there are no fights, but it's all music. They will also play, like I said, it's a beautiful program. It's very, romantic sounds cliche, but it's beautiful and romantic.
All right, looking forward to it. So that's the part of the Tutanov Piano Series, which is named for you, Alexander Tutanov, the artist in residence at Southern Oregon University. And you're not bragging too much about yourself, I can hear.
Well, of course. I mean, having an event named after me while I'm still alive is a good bragging point.
It's more fun, certainly, than the other way of having things named after you.
Yes, no doubt.
Alexander Tutanov, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. It is our First Friday Art segment. Let's hear about arts events in your community. 800-838-3760, around the region. 800-838-3760. It's funny that Alexander Tutanov just kind of teed it up for the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, because here is Jeff Jones from the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning, and good morning to your audience. Yeah, thank you, Alexander. That's wonderful. The Repertory Singers are going to be doing a concert that is called Passing of Time this weekend, Saturday night at 7:30 at the Music Recital Hall, and then Sunday also, February 8th at 3 p.m. The concert is going to be featuring a a highly acclaimed and seldom heard Gabriel Fauré's Requiem, which is often praised as one of the most beautiful choral pieces ever written. And what's wonderful about this is it's seldom played in this area. I think it's probably the first time in this area in the Rogue Valley that this will be performed in Fauré's original instrumentation for chamber orchestra. So there'll be the 60-voice chamber choir, or 60-voice repertory singers choir, and a 22-piece chamber orchestra that'll be performing this piece. So it's going to be beautiful, and we're looking forward to having all the folks come out and see this. You can get tickets for the event at our website at repsingers.org or by calling 541-552-0900.
Jeff, just in case nobody's heard the majesty of the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, we have a clip from a previous concert. It's the Mozart Mass in C minor, Jesu Christe. So let's hear a bit of that. That again, the sound of the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers performing Mozart. They'll be performing the Fauré Requiem. I was curious about the instrumentation. You mentioned it's a chamber orchestra, a chamber choir kind of setup. I remember my mother playing this when I was a kid, and it sounded like they had at least 16 pieces of timpani in that version. So it's done in larger and smaller orchestrations, I gather.
Yes, it does. And this is the original instrumentation that Fauré had designed for this piece. So. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the voices carry this, and the repertory singers are an amazing group. Every one of them of the singers are soloist quality.
Been around the repertory singers before, done some work with them. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Jeff Jones, to talk about the concert. Again, it is called The Passing of Time, and it is Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. Again, a very busy building. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Take it easy. It's our first Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Dina from the Brit Festivals. The big announcement last night, I guess, Dina, huh?
Yes, it was pretty exciting. We had our music conductor, Teddy Abrams, in the house announcing the season, and he brought along with him our principal trumpet player, Conrad Jones, and principal trombone player, James Decker, to help kick off the season for us. And it's going to be epic. Very epic.
There was the one that that Teddy hinted at yesterday when we had him on here, which was a big piece that was going to involve a lot of people on the stage. So what is that piece?
Well, we're going to kick off opening night with Carmina Burana. And as we're mentioning again, Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, the Rogue Valley Chorale. We're also going to have members from the San Francisco Girls Chorus and some guest soloists, Hugh Russell, Selena Schaefer, and Javier Abreu, all joining the 90-plus orchestra members on the stage for that performance. So
I know people are very used to the sound of Carmina Burana. We plucked out one little bit of it from somebody else's presentation. So this is the Floret Silva passage of Carmina Burana.
Correct.
So this is obviously a very big production. I mean, are you going to have enough room to fit all the people on stage so far? Dina, have you figured that part out?
That's yet to be determined, Jeff.
All right, and that is the opening. That's July 31st, actually, the first night of the Brit concert?
The first night,
classical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We continue right along that epic theme, the second night of opening weekend with Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. It's the first time that our Brit Orchestra will be playing that. So pretty big weekend.
Okay, and then what do you have arrayed for the? Is it two more weekends after that one?
Yeah, we're going to have a folk-inspired set the following weekend with fiddler Jeremy Kittle and vocalist Aoife O'Donovan. Then we'll have also the return of our violinist James Ennis. He's going to be playing the Barber's Violin Concerto. Also on that same night, we'll have composer Mason Bates from the Bay Area. He'll be joining the orchestra with his piece, The Mothership. And then we'll continue with the tradition of our Symphony Pops Nights, our way of kind of giving back to the community with low price tickets, you know, $5 lawn tickets. This is going to be an all Bernstein performance with featuring the Broadway recording artist Morgan James. So, and then, you know, we'll close out the season with, you know, an orchestra showcase. We've got a wonderful orchestra here, you know, members from all over the United States, and they'll be finishing off the season with the Ravel De Finis Sic Chloe.
All right, so big season just announced last night at the Brit Festivals, and so now Teddy Abrams, the conductor, gets to leave town for a few more months and then come back again.
Yes, yes.
All right, traveling fella, busy guy, but that's the way things work in the classical music business.
Yep. Tickets go on sale this morning at 9 a.m. You can either come down and visit us here at the box office, Grape and Main in Medford. You can call them at 773-6077 or go online at britfest.org. Members and non-members alike. So,
Dina, when are the other announcements made about coming the non-classical stuff for the season?
Yeah, we'll do our full season announcement on April 9th. So we're still working on putting that together, but it should be, you know, exciting. You know, our signature mix of all sorts of genres. So,
all right, all kinds of stuff coming to the Brit Hillside in Jacksonville this summer. Dina from the Brit Festivals, thanks so much for joining us on First Friday.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Bet, take care. We did get an email from the folks at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Wanted you to know about the fact that they have the 7th Annual Members Show Gumbo opening on Friday, February 20th. So it's artists of all disciplines creating a visually delicious gumbo. That at Liberty Arts in Wairika, opening on Friday, February 20th at 5 p.m. and running through March 27th. So lots of events coming up in the month of February and into the month of March. Our next First Friday on March 6th. And we hope to hear from you then if we didn't hear from you today. Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange.